drinking at the melody and took a shot of acid at me. And the lightning struck across my head and I hardly remember a thing. But I was talking to some metal stool, time slipped away like sand. And he wore an old Stetson hat and he had turquoise rings on his hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dick Rodcast, the podcast where we unpack one of the songs from the upcoming Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods album. Today we'll be talking with Rick about Devil Is Easy, which is a fun psychedelic romp through an evening at the Melody Inn with a cast of characters that make it very interesting. I'm talking with Rick Dodd now. Rick, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So we're here to talk about Devil Is Easy. I don't even know how to describe this track. It's a bit of a psychedelic trip through a Rick Dodd evening. Why would I try to even explain it? Why don't you tell me what this song is about?
Well, interestingly enough, we had a show at the Melody Inn on a Tuesday night. I could be wrong on my days, but it was definitely a weeknight. And we played to a whopping crowd of probably 7 people, if that. And we were up there and we were playing and, you know, we had a good time. It doesn't matter. You know, sometimes you get a crowd of people. Sometimes you don't get very many people, but we went ahead and jammed it out. It was a good night. Well, later on that night, I'm up at the bar and there was this guy who had showed up in there and he was new in town and he had a Stetson hat on and all of his fingers had turquoise rings on them. And he was just a character. His pants were rolled up. He had cowboy boots on, but those ones that were like real pointy. And he just was a character. He's like, I'm in town. I'm trying to find work. I got a truck, man. I got a truck. And he was just, we were just talking it out. And then next thing you know, Robert, they call him Bob, but Robert was talking to us from behind the bar and he'd whipped out some Apple Beam whiskey. And he wanted everybody to try the Apple Beam. So we started trying the Apple Beam, and one thing led to another. And next thing you know, there was this band that was coming in. They were going to play some punk music. And that was just a really surreal evening. And the next thing I know, the next day, I was in my office, and I picked up my guitar, and I started thinking about that night, and I laid out the tracks of The Devil's Easy. I kept thinking, maybe this guy's the devil. You know, he was just a character, and he had all these kind of weird, you know, his personality was weird. He just had the way he kind of talked and the way he was just very mystical and mysterious. And I thought, man, this guy could be like the devil sitting next to me. And it was just funky to see a dude this, you know, this young to have so many, like, Indian-type necklaces and turquoise rings and I'm going to write a song to this, and that's how The Devil's Easy came out.
So he's a young man.
Yeah, I think he was probably in his mid-30s. You know, never knew what happened to him, never saw him again, but he inspired something in me to kind of have this vision of, you know, I think in the song it says I took a shot of acid and Beam, and then that's when I went on my trip, you know. And like I said, all my songs are kind of written in some sort of a playwright type vision. So, you know, then the song takes you on a trip and a lot of things happen.
Indeed, they do. So I cannot get past the the name of this young man, of the devil incarnate.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting because that's a true statement. When I asked him what his name was, he rattled off like David, you know, like Alexander Cooley John III. And I'm like he rattled it off so fast. I felt like there was like 7 names in there all at one time. And I was like, oh, I didn't know what to say. Kind of took me off kilter a little bit. Like I didn't know how to respond. So, yeah, how, you know, Alexander Cooley John Glazer. You got the lyrics. I can't remember now.
Alexander Cooley John Glazer Adams III.
Adams III, yeah. It was something like that, you know. So, yeah, so
that's
I did
great.
Capture that. So whether that's the name, but that's how long the name was.
I like to think of this guy driving around Indianapolis in his truck, you know, one day hearing this song about the devil that has his name in it and being like, ah.
Little does he know.
That guy knew.
The best part of that truck story was I asked him, I said, what kind of truck you got? He goes, I got an S10. I was like, wow, I don't know if you're going to get a lot of work with that S10, but, you know, hey, it's not a real big truck.
I love the idea of the devil driving a S10 around.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're the devil, how much payload do you really need? You know, you'll make it fit. That's good stuff. So for our listeners outside of Indianapolis or outside of the Indiana area, talk to me about the Melody Inn. What is the Melody Inn?
So in my mind, I would say the Melody Inn is almost like the rainbow of L.A., like, you know, Sunset Strip. It's our rainbow. And it's just this awesome place. No matter when you go into it, any time of the day, it's going to have a great vibe. It's got awesome owners. Robert's awesome. David Brown's awesome. They've always embraced us. They've been a great supporter of the Dick Rods. And when you go into that bar, you can find somebody that's literally, you know, in a suit to blue jeans. You know, it doesn't matter. All walks of life can find comfort at the Melody Inn. And I love it there.
And the Dick Rods have played quite a few shows. The Melody Inn's made a few different appearances in Rick Dodd songs as well.
You know, it's been a comfort place for me, so I do find a lot of inspiration, and I think it's one of those things where they've been so gracious to let us play our music. You know, from the very first time we played a gig, I think it was Robert who took me out back and asked me if we'd be interested in playing the Hillbilly Happy Hour, and that's really where it kind of all started. And that's a funny story itself in my mind, yeah, so.
Tell me.
So it was an interesting evening, and we played the gig, and I hadn't been playing, you know, music that long, especially with my good friend Kent, our good friend Kent, and we get off the stage. Well, I get sucked away immediately, and they're loading all the stuff out into the sidewalk, and he pulls me away and takes me back to the back outside. There's like a smoking garden, whatever, beer garden back there, and he's asking me all the stuff about, you know, who we are and if I'd ever want to play the Hillbilly Happy Hour. And so I came back up, and obviously my bandmates were a little irritated that I wasn't there to help tear down. And we kind of got into a little combat, you know, where we were talking it out. And I said, and there was some other band standing out there. And I said, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I mean, this guy, the owner takes me in the back and wants to know if we want to play fucking some Hillbilly Happy Hour. And it was like, what? You got invited to Hillbilly Happy Hour. I didn't know that was something that was hard to get on. And it feels like for us now, it's not that hard. But our first night there, we got invited to Hillbilly Happy Hour. So that's a pretty good achievement. And that's the way I remember it.
For the uninitiated, the Melody Inn is mostly a punk bar, right? Like the bands that play there are often touring national punk acts.
Yep.
But on Fridays, they do a Hillbilly Happy Hour that's generally more of a country kind of thing. And
yep.
Rick Dodd and the Dick Rods kind of fit in both of those. We're probably a little more punk than most of the Hillbilly Happy Hour acts and a lot more country than most of the punk acts that roll through.
I'm hopeful that that was the charm that Dave and Bob saw in us, that we kind of like almost can cross over both sides. We're a little bit edgy, a little bit punk, but we've got a good country flair to us.
One of the things I love about The Devil Is Easy is it is this strange psychedelic movie. And I just wonder, is there a movie playing in your head while you're singing it?
Absolutely running the story through my head and absolutely envisioning what's happening. And I say that, I do that with all our songs, but lyrically I do that because number one, it helps me remember the lyrics. And number two, it brings me a little bit more of it brings the song to life a little bit more in my mind. You know, The Devil's Easy. I mean, I'm kind of going through a scenario where I was watching documentaries on the crossroads, you know, and some of the entertainers who have supposedly sold their soul to the devil. And, you know, the devil is easy. The devil's gentle. It's kind. You know, it's going to give you anything you want. And so that's the premise of the song. And then the next thing you know, like you said, it's kind of psychedelic because the character in the song goes into a quantum time loop where it doesn't really know where they're at and meets a chubby lizard girl. And the end of the song, obviously, it kind of comes full circle. I definitely am living the songs as I sing them.
Yeah.
Which helps me remember the words as well.
Yeah, sure. Can you talk to me a bit about bringing this song to the band and turning it from a Rick Dodd story song into a band song?
You know, I think I don't really remember bringing this song to the band as vividly as I do some of the other songs. I kind of feel like this one fell into place a little easier and was accepted pretty quickly out the gate. The devil made it easy for us to bring this one in because everybody jumped on board, and then it just became a really cool sound. I mean, the sound is just the instrumental the band has put on this song from the beginning. They really wrap their arms around this song, and if you listen to it, it comes out of the gate pretty hard.
And it's funky. It's a it's a funky song. So put yourself in the devil's place. If you are the devil and you're going to go spend a night at the Melody Inn, how do you incarnate? What are you, more of a Alexander Cooley, John Glazer Adams III? Are you a chubby lizard lady? What kind of night are you looking to have when you come down to Earth?
I would probably be the Alexander Cooley, John Glazer Adams III, just because I like that mysteriousness about that dude and just kind of the way he came into the whole thing. I mean, he's just sitting at the bar and he just starts talking. So you want to be a big star one day? It's like, I don't think the character never answered yes or no. It just kept going. But it did flicker in his eyes that he'd be a big star one day. So I think I like that, you know. The one thing about the lizard lady that I like is, you know, there's a part in the song where she says, you know, I love your kind of music. Have you ever heard a sparrow die? That was her. That's her music, you know, or its music, yeah. You know. Something dying is like music to them. And so
yeah,
I tried to throw that in there.
Nice. I tell you, one of my favorite lines in it is I stepped out back to smoke. Hell, I don't even smoke. that, for some reason, that's just a great way to kind of set up. There's some weird shit happening tonight, sort of thing. Yeah.
I stepped out back to smoke. Hell, I don't even smoke. You know, I know so many people in the past who just smoke because they're drinking. You know, I don't smoke.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about what you said earlier in the podcast here about a song that would touch me like that. And I figured out one song, and I don't know if I'll get the title right. It's by Colter Walls, and it's The Devil Wears a Three-Piece Suit. And he talks about the devil coming down, and it's a pretty cool song. But that song wasn't around when I wrote it, but when I heard it later, it kind of fits into that mold of, you know.
Yeah, right. The slick salesman aspect of the devil is, an interesting one, I think, as well. And I'm trying to think of another, like, the devil's easy. That's not usually the take. And I think that's what, to me, resonates a lot with that, is that, like, it is not the fire and brimstone devil. And it's not, I mean, to some extent, it's the slick, salesy, you know, like sell your soul devil, but that the devil's in the convenience, you know,
and the devil's gentle and the devil's kind. It's just so sweet and tender and loving and like, come here. I'm going to put my arms around and take you into a world that you have always wanted. You know, that's why it says be careful from eating off its dish.
I don't know, that concept, just that ease, that convenience, that, you know, it, rather than it having to be the biblical devil the way that it usually is, you know, portrayed and everything. I think that convenience, if anything, is what we all slip into, you know, that allows us to let our guard down or to let our ethics or morals down or whatever that is.
And you might talk to somebody who has made it in the music industry and they would say that they sold their soul to the devil, which would be the industry itself, you know, and it's kind of like you're feeding on your biggest desire to do something, and then you're opening yourself up to, I'll do whatever it takes. And, you know, not to give too much away, but there's several songs that I've written that kind of have that same kind of feel to them where the devil's kind of in charge. And the funny thing is the devil always has a certain drink, and it's always the smell of cigars and tonic and gin. And gin is just a nasty fucking drink, and I think that's something that that the devil would definitely drink if he was coming around. That smell of cigar and tonic and gin. Ah, fuck, the devil's here. So there's something else.
Thank you so much for joining us to talk about The Devil Is Easy, and why don't we give that song a listen right now?
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
was drinking at the Melody Inn, took a shot of acid and beam, and the lightning striked across my head, and I hardly remember a thing. But I was talking to some man on a stool, and time slipped away like sand. He wore an old Stetson hat, and he had turquoise rings on his hands. Do you want to be a big star? The punk band began to play, and I never felt more out of myself, yet I felt the need to stay. When Robert took one evil glance from back behind the bar, are you feeling okay, my friend? By the looks, you're hurting hard. The devil is easy and the devil is kind. It'll give you anything that you wish. The devil is gentle and it's easy enough to find. But be careful when eating from its dish. Cooley, John Glazer, Adams III, I think that was the name he used. But to tell you the truth, what I heard was a darker kind of spirit that slithered through my brain. Do you want to be a big star? Those are the words that remain. Well, I stepped out back to smoke, and hell, I don't even smoke. And I stood there looking at a lonely fence, just begging time for a rope, just to pull me back from somewhere through the quantum of time that slipped. When this chubby girl bumped into me, she smiled, she gave me a kiss. Well, I like your kind of music, I'll admit she turned me on. There was something about her reptile eyes that left me gorged and strong. She said, I love to sing, have you heard a sparrow die? Do you want to be a big star? It flickered in her eyes. The devil is easy and the devil is kind. It'll give you anything that you wish. The devil is gentle and it's easy enough to find. But be careful when eating from its dish. The last thing I remember, Robert was helping me off the bar. And somehow my lips were bleeding and my eyes were full of stars. I asked him if he'd seen the man with the turquoise and the hat and the chubby lizard lady who molested me in the back. Well, by now the crowd had gathered round between the blotter and the beam, and surely they thought I'd lost my mind or something in between. When something caught my eye and I struggled hard to stand, it was a single turquoise ring and it was placed upon my hand.